This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And we have a young man who works for a telemarketing company in Manhattan Beach on the phone with us, actually talking to us from a lunch spot in Manhattan Beach right now. Chris, how are you doing?
Yes, sir, real good.
And Chris, you were talking, right now, my understanding is that you have lost your job at this telemarketing firm that you work for. We won't mention the name.
I would appreciate it, sir.
And you lost your job there because of what they call lascivious behavior.
If we could back up just a little bit.
First of all, how old are you?
I'm 28, but I wanted to back up and just say that I don't for any way say that I'm guilty of being lascivious. What I did was suggest to a couple women in our office something that I thought would be helpful to them and helpful to the other male members of the office.
All right, this had something to do with burqas. Can you tell me what the burqa, which is the thing that the Taliban women wear?
My understanding is the burqa is something that the Taliban and Afghanistan women wear to cover themselves up.
What were you talking to these women in your office about?
Okay, I was talking to them, and this is on Thursday of last week. I was talking to them, and they said that they were on diets. And we were talking at the coffee pot. Actually, there's a lunch room that we have off of our coffee area that we sit and we have lunch at.
Okay.
And I was talking to them. They said that they were on diets. And I asked them, have you ever heard of a burqa? And they said, yeah, they had heard of it, but they had never seen one. And I said that it's not good from the Taliban because they use it to put women down. But I think the burqa in some instances can be put to good use because I have noticed that a lot of women who are fat or who are overweight are embarrassed to be fat. And while they're losing weight, it's embarrassing. And I asked these women that. They said, yeah. And I said, how about this idea? And I showed them a picture of a burqa that I had cut out of a Time magazine that I was reading. And I said, you won't have to be embarrassed being fat. And also some men who, in my case or maybe some other men's case, who don't want to necessarily have to look at a fat woman on the job. And
You said men that don't want to look at a fat woman?
Well, I mean, I think you have to understand something, Mr. Henry. I'm not saying that I would make them. I'm just saying I suggested that they don't have to be embarrassed about being fat, and men would not have to look at them while they're fat. But this, and so I said, why don't you wouldn't have to if you're wearing a burqa. And the
Did you suggest to these two women at your place of work to wear burqas because they were fat?
No. They said they were on a diet, and I said, while you're on the diet and while you're still fat, yeah.
Okay, you said because you're fat, wear a burqa.
No, I said while you're fat, wear a burqa. After you lost enough weight where you won't be that tough to look at, or you don't want to, or you're happy to look at yourself in a mirror. See, the whole point of a woman going on a diet is so she can look hot. And right now, these women don't look hot. You can wear a burqa to cover it up. And that was my suggestion. And because some of the women, they covered up, like the Taliban did it for bad reasons in Afghanistan, and I understand that. Although some of the women they covered up might not have been hot, a lot of women they were covering up.
What do you mean by hot? You mean good looking?
Yes, sir. Good looking.
And you think the Taliban was covering up some pretty hot looking or good looking women?
That's the point. That's why, in a lot of ways, it was wrong for the Taliban to do it. But I said to these women, why don't you wear the burqa? So, for two reasons. You won't have to be embarrassed being fat while you're losing your weight, and two, the men who maybe don't want to see it won't have to see it. Okay, so they ignored me.
Well, I got to tell you something right here, Chris, that I understand them ignoring you, okay? It's an offensive suggestion to make.
No, it's not. It's not. Because
why is it not an offensive suggestion, hey, you're pretty fat?
No, because they said they're on a diet, which means they don't like being fat. And I said, okay, and it's embarrassing. They said, yeah. And I said, well, then wear a burqa. That way you won't have to look at your being fat, and other men won't have to look at it.
All right, so they ignore you. Now, this was not the end of your problems, right?
No, I got a hold of about 10 of these burqas from import-export. And I wanted to have some kind of foot in the market because I think that it could be an interesting thing. So this gym that we have for the employees downstairs, the women were working out, and so I got into the lockers. That's when I left the burqas there. Not all of them, just the ones who I felt needed it. I didn't take no money. I didn't take nothing. I did take their clothes.
All right, well, you got into trouble by going down and sticking these burkas into the lockers of women that you thought were overweight.
Yes, I did, but that was after I had talked to them about it.
All right, here is our number, 1-800-449. You realize you offended these women because they reported you to your boss.
I offended them, but they didn't understand. Why would they be offended? I mean, first of all, they said they want to be on a diet. They said that they were overweight. They said they didn't look hot. They said that they were not hot looking. And I said, yeah, you're right. And I didn't want to be offensive, but yeah, you are fat and you're not hot looking. I said, have you heard about wearing a burqa? And that's when
That's when you broke into their lockers.
No, I didn't break in. The lockers were not locked.
All right, so while these women are working out, you open up their lockers and stick burqas in there and took their clothes. You understand?
Well, I mean, they had talked to me about it.
All right, well, first of all, our number here on the Phil Henry Show, we talked to Chris Norton. He recently fired from his job at a telemarketing firm in Manhattan Beach for talking to a couple of overweight women who they said they were on diet. So he said, why don't you wear burqas until you lose all your weight? That way you won't have to be embarrassed. And men who don't want to look at fat women won't have to look at them. And that's probably what got you in your first bit of trouble, Chris.
Well,
hold on. And right now, and then you went down and you put the burqas in these lockers that the women are using. Our number here is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show, as we talk to Mr. Norton. Before you get into you wanting your job back, which I know you do, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Why do you have burqas? You say you've got 10 of them?
I do have 10. I think that the burqa could be useful to women who do not at present think that they're hot looking. They could wear a burqa until they get good looking or until they lose their weight. That's number one. Number two, it could be kind of a far out fashion statement for a lot of women in America. I think it might be kind of nuts, you know, and I said that too. But I do believe that I was trying in the best interest of the women what I was talking to.
What is this whole thing with women being hot?
I don't understand.
What is it with you judging whether women are hot looking or not?
No, I don't think I'm judging it. I mean, it's just that I have been with a lot of hot women in my life. I am pretty good looking. I mean, women have told me that I'm very good looking. I just think that what a turn on it could be when a woman finally takes off the burqa and she's lost all that weight. And that's how I try to tell them. I said, now you're fat and you're not hot, but if you put the burqa on and 6 months after you lose your weight, and then you come into the office after you take it off, it would be really interesting.
And what do you want? You want your job back?
Yes, I want my job back. I want the charges dismissed for lascivious behavior. And
you were in a woman's locker room, and apparently the police had cited you?
Yes, sir, they had. And I was not peeping at anybody. I want an apology from the women. I was only trying to help him. Lance Germain, who's my personal business manager, and he's lining up my legal defense. My whole thinking was, give a woman an opportunity to cover her fat up while she's on a diet. What's wrong with that?
You also contacted, because you have these burqas, Rosie O'Donnell and a few others?
Yes, sir, I did.
Why?
Because Rosie O'Donnell she's fat, and I contacted her on company letterhead, and I said, have you considered a burqa?
And you think Rosie O'Donnell would wear a burqa out on stage?
Yeah, to show it off.
Who's going to know it's her?
She could cut out the face part. We're just trying not to suffer through the fatness of her, that's all. So when you turn on the TV, you don't have to suffer. She could say, I'm Rosie O'Donnell, I know I'm fat, so I don't want you to suffer through the fatness of me. And when I'm not fat no more, I'll take the burqa off, is all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Let me go over to Jamie on the Phil Henry Show. Jamie, go ahead. Jamie? Is the caller there? Not there? All right, well, should we take a break? All right. 1-800...
All I'm saying is for a man not to suffer through the fatness.
Yeah, the man suffering through the fatness is the part that I am not quite clear on. 1-800-449-8686, Chris Norton, fired from his job. Didn't have, it sounds to me like he was going up to a couple of fat women or two fat women at his place of business that he was talking to. He suggested they wear burqas until they diet and get the, and get hot looking again. 1-800-449-8686. And he does suggest that this is a tool that women who are overweight could use. It's the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Chris, you think women are embarrassed about being fat?
Absolutely.
Why?
Women spend probably, I don't know how much money every year on diet aids and on dieting and everything. They don't want to be fat. They want to diet. And this helps them go out into public and feel not, you know, I think there's a couple of things we need to think about. I think number one, while what the Taliban done to women is bad, I think you can use these burqas for women who don't want to go out into public fat. And another thing is that men have a hard time looking at them, man.
You know, I'm a man. I don't have a hard time looking at overweight women.
Are you married?
I'm sorry?
Are you married, sir?
Yes, I'm married.
Well, see, it's different for a married guy. You're not looking around maybe to scope out women for dates or whatever. What about us who are single and I'm looking around for a woman to go out with on a Friday night? And all I'm looking at is this fat stuff. I'm waiting for something sweet to come along. It's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to give these women a head start. When we start seeing those gals in Afghan land shedding those burqas, and underneath, they are like, holy poobalooey, man. They're like begging me for burqas. Because a lot of those women are fat that have come out from underneath a burqa.
A lot of the Afghani women are fat.
A lot of that scene, yeah.
Okay, that sounds to me like you're justifying their use. Here is Teresa on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Chris?
Hello?
Chris.
Yes.
Hello, Chris. I would like to know who you think you are judging people who are fat, skinny. You keep referring to women as being
These
hot.
Are women are on the diet. They're on a diet. They told me they're on a diet.
So they're
I'm
on
not
a
judging
diet.
Them. They're judging themselves.
No, you're judging.
No, they're judging
you
themselves.
You keep referring
then how
to
come
your,
they're losing
excuse
weight.
Excuse me. You've had your chance. Let me talk. Excuse me. You keep referring
Whatever.
To you think you are good looking and you think you are hot.
I've been
that
told
is
by...
a that is an opinion.
No.
You may be the best looking person in the world.
If you saw
but
me,
you're
you
judging people.
Wanna... If you
you're
saw
looking
me.
You keep saying you're looking for somebody sweet because you're single. What if she's absolutely beautiful and she treats you like trash and she has absolutely no morals? But just because she has a great body?
Oh, I mean, for a man, when you say a woman has no morals, that's not necessarily a bad
no,
thing.
No, you have no morals
no,
to
you
judge
said,
people that way.
First of all, I've been told that I'm really good looking by a variety of women. Second
oh,
of all,
wonderful.
if you saw me, you'd probably want to go out with me.
No, if I saw you, I may say you're good looking.
Right.
But if I talked to you, I would know right away, just like I've heard you saying your comments, that you're pretty damn ignorant. And I wouldn't want to be seen in public with somebody like you.
First of all, I'm very good looking. I have been on the cover.
And what does that have to offer anybody just because you're good looking? If you can't hold a decent conversation with you, what good is that going to do anybody? I wouldn't want to date you. I wouldn't want to marry you. And I wouldn't want you raising my children with that type of attitude.
First of all, I'm not raising your children because I believe in birth control is the number one thing that has to be done. Okay? Second of all, I'm talking about two women that came up to me and said, yeah, we're on diets because we're tired of being fat. I go, yeah, have you seen the pictures of these burqas that they have in the Taliban places? And they go, no, what's it all about? And I showed it to them. And I go, what if you wore these until you got hot looking? Then you could
hot
take it.
Hot looking. Because thin is hot looking?
What?
I mean, thin is hot looking? What if they lost 10 pounds and were satisfied?
Okay, first of all, I play volleyball in Manhattan Beach every Saturday morning. Then I go over to Mr. Foo's. I'm with probably the hottest looking people in America on the Manhattan Beach, okay? Where we play volleyball, okay?
Okay.
I've been on the cover of two men's health magazines, and women, they say, do I look hot? What do I look like, Chris? I'm trying to use my expertise to show women that they don't have to show their fat off and make men be turned off.
Your expertise.
Yeah, because...
Wow, you're brilliant.
Hey, okay, you know, I'm sorry if it hurt. The truth hurts.
The truth hurts.
Yeah, the truth hurts.
The truth hurts.
The truth hurts.
It's an opinion.
The truth hurts, man. The truth.
Okay, you can't keep saying the truth hurts, Chris.
What?
You can't keep saying the truth hurts over and over again. And just because you play volleyball every Saturday morning on Manhattan Beach doesn't mean that you are the expert on...
Well, then how come it is that women... I wear a yellow Speedo when I play volleyball, and hot chicks love it.
Hot chicks love it.
Yeah, okay,
I think a Speedo's
truth
disgusting.
Hey, if you saw me... you would lather up.
And all right, man, that is like vile, okay? That is vile, all right? 1-800, don't go there, okay?
No, but I mean, you're talking about women who, you know, they want a diet, they don't think they're hot. I'm saying here's a way for you to be hot. Put on a burka so people don't have to see the fatness until you're hot.
So people don't have to see the fatness until you're hot.
Yeah, man, you don't have to repeat it back to me. I know what I just said.
Oh, excuse me, man, but I'm a little dumbfounded at what it is I'm hearing. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kay on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, this is just hilarious to me. I think your point is just so wild. If you should want to put someone in some kind of garb just so you won't have to look to them, that's just kind of ridiculous to me. I mean, because if I had my way, what would I do?
You know, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of women that are calling in. They don't know what it is to be a man who has to look at the largeness every day in my office, all right? And
But I do know what it's like to be a woman to have to listen to this. You know, just like earplugs, maybe they should come up with mouth plugs.
What?
And that's what we women will market mouth plugs. Put it in your mouth, Chris.
Hey, man.
Out every now and again,
okay.
Until
all
your
I'm saying,
is
this
changed.
Woman says to me, I'm
then we'll
fat.
Take your mouth plug out. We'll keep
yeah,
testing
I need to plug
to see
my
if you've gotten any better.
How come the
if
women are saying?
If you become a better man than you are right now, we'll keep pulling that mouth plug every now and again to see if your attitude is any better.
You
so
wanna...
If your attitude is good enough, that's going to be my business. I'm going to start marketing mouth plugs for men.
Hey, here, I
and
got a good idea. I got a good idea for it. I got a good idea for your mouth plug. Okay, you know what a good idea for your mouth plug is? Your left boob. How about that?
I beg your pardon?
What?
I said I got a good idea for your mouth plug. How about your left boob?
Okay.
A mouth plug for my left.
Do you want me to?
You don't even get it. You don't even get it. You don't even get it, man. You must not be very hot looking.
You get it.
I bet you're not even hot.
That's so ridiculous.
You're not
it's incredible. It's incredible. It's amazing you didn't lose your job a long time ago just for sheer incompetence. You got hired.
On,
how did
on
even
account
hire
because
you?
Of two women
somebody
said they were on a diet.
Kind of
look
at it.
Hold
it's
on
incredible.
For a minute. Hold on for a minute. Two women said to you they're on a diet, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you said to them, why don't you wear a burqa? That I don't have any problem with, and I don't think too many people have a problem with it.
What are you talking about? Every woman called up and got a problem.
No, wait a minute. It's when you go into the locker and replace their clothes with a burqa.
Oh,
that becomes that becomes harassment.
How's that harassment, man? They just got done saying that they're not hot looking, and they said that their fatness was offensive.
They didn't say that, did they?
Yeah. They said every time they look in the mirror, it's like Gargantua Unchained. Okay.
Oh, you are such a liar.
Bullshit. Oh, come on, man.
Were
you in the conversation? No. Did you know these women? No. Was I there? Yes. Survey says
you were
I win.
Not, and you're not there now because you don't have a job, Chris. You're
yeah,
not there
because
now,
they
Chris,
stabbed
because
me in the back.
Have a job.
They stabbed me in the back and went to my boss and said, yeah, Chris is harassing us, even though they had just said that they're large, fat asses.
It's not
couldn't...
your business.
Well,
it's
what
not
are they...
your business. It's not your business
calm
to go
down.
Out and buy
calm
them
down.
An outfit.
No, then why are they telling me about how fat they are?
No,
it's
calm
a
down.
Conversation. It's not a few. Are you a doctor? You're not a psychologist or a doctor. You're a color marketer. Get over yourself.
Well, we were...
Get over yourself.
You
cannot solve the world's problems.
I have won two physical fitness contests. I have won
I'm
ripped.
You a piece of baloney and send you on a vacation? That means nothing.
I'm
you don't mean nothing. You need to be working out your brain instead of your body because the muscle in your head is absolutely going to fry.
These chicks' asses were so big they had to grease up to get in the tub.
They should have sat on you with them. That's what they should have did, Chris. They should have touched those big behinds and sat on you with them, and we wouldn't have to listen to this crap today that you're talking about.
Hold on, man. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton thinks burkas ought to be worn by fat women. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Is there a use for the burqa in American society by American women? We have a young man who lost his job at a telemarketing firm in Manhattan Beach because he suggested to two women that he works with, two women who are on diets, that they wear burqas until they lose enough weight to look, so that they're hot looking. You also made a comment, Chris, that you're good looking.
Yes, sir. And I'm not trying to say anything.
So that qualifies you to say what woman looks good?
You know, sir, Mr. Henry, I like to say that I have a great body. I have a great body. And I have heard it said about me, and this was said by a woman, and I wrote it down. My butt is so tight, you could run your debit card through my crack, and I'd hand you a C-note.
Now, your butt is so tight. Okay.
I mean, I just thought that was pretty good. I want to use it on my website when I get my website up. And what I'm saying, basically.
Yeah, let's get off of you. What you're saying, Rosie O'Donnell ought to wear one on stage. Oprah Winfrey ought to wear one on stage. Paula Poundstone ought to wear one on stage. These are all women who are overweight.
Yeah, I'm not saying they have to wear. They could cut out the face part so you could see who it is, because people pay $50 to go see Rosie O'Donnell on a concert. And I'm not going to. What if they have somebody up there who just sounds like her cracking jokes? Then that's a ripoff. So you cut the face part out, so at least you know that it's Rosie O'Donnell and not somebody who's pretending it's her cracking jokes that are as funny. Hello?
I can't believe what I just heard you say. You want Rosie O'Donnell to go out on tour in a burqa and cut out the face part, because if you didn't, you wouldn't know that that was really Rosie O'Donnell under the burqa doing stand-up?
I'm just saying.
Doing stand-up. You want women doing stand-up in burqas. You know, the mere fact that I'm saying that right now, some comic is going to try it. I guarantee within the next 2 weeks, a female comic is going to come out on stage in a burqa because we're having this ridiculous conversation.
Well, but she won't make no money because no one knows who she is.
No, it'll be some beginning comic. She'll go out in a burqa.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
I think it is. It is absolutely preposterous. Let me go to Marion on a Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr.
Yes.
Norton. You know, this is really funny because if you have anything at all to know about a burqa, it is one of the most despised outfits in the world, especially now.
Yeah, in Afghanland, but not in America.
Not everywhere. Women realize what a put-down it is for these poor women to have to wear this kind of clothing. And for you to tell an overweight woman to wear a burqa crushes her self-esteem.
She already knows she's on a diet. She's already on a diet.
She does not want to lose. Wait a minute. She does not want to lose weight in order to get hot to please a man. I run around with a group of women friends who we all think we're overweight. We're probably not overweight.
Have you tried wearing a burqa?
Not that.
Are you that fat that you need a burqa? Because think
matter.
About it, Marion, if you're overweight, you can wear a burqa. You would not have to look at it until you're done losing the weight, and other men would not have to look at it either. Then when you're done losing your weight, you could take it off and go, check it out, check it out.
Talk about shallow hell. Women are more than what they look like. They have brains.
I know.
Feelings and emotions, and for you to do that to some women hurt them terribly, and I'm really ashamed of you.
I saw a Star 80.
What about Star 80?
Dorothy Stratton had feelings and emotions. They were talking about it.
Oh, well, great. Good for you. You saw Star 80, and Dorothy Stratton had feelings and emotions because they were talking about it.
Yeah, on the movie.
And up to that
point. This is ridiculous.
You're not
a grown-up.
You said that you're overweight. Why not slap a burqa on just so we don't have to see it? And then,
what do you mean, we?
Other men.
We.
You'll never hear your husband bitching about your fat face and double chin if you wear a burqa or whatever your problem is.
I don't have a double chin or a fat face or anything like that.
Nobody ever says chin up. No, both of them. No one ever says that.
Why is weight damned important? It isn't. It isn't important at all. And if you're so shallow not to realize that, I really feel sorry for you.
And to think that I'm going to pay $50 to go see Rosie O'Donnell doing stand-up in a burqa.
No, face part.
Even if the face part's cut out.
It's a put down to all women to even suggest that they wear a burqa. It's very condescending.
Okay.
A man who has the brain
right.
even know.
If you say it's a put down, then just keep in mind that we're the ones that got to look at it.
Who cares?
Okay, So in other words, I'm holding the door open for you. I'm holding the door.
Twisting your arm.
I'm holding the door open for you to get into a restaurant, and you come by and almost kill me as I'm holding the door.
I wouldn't want a man like you.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
All right, Marion, I totally agree with you, and I think that the
no, look, nobody. If she's got more chins than a Chinese telephone book, that's one thing. But if a man...
Will you knock it off with your chin jokes, man, okay? Why don't you send those off to Rosie while she's doing her stand-up in her burka? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Deborah on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I'd like to know what makes you uniquely qualified to say what woman is hot and what woman is not to every man on earth.
Because I am very good-looking. A lot of women have told me that. I have slept with, and I'm not trying to say nothing, okay, but I have slept with probably over 2,000 women. And
well, I think there's substantially more women in the world than that.
Bottom line,
you don't have a majority
yet.
Vote yet, mister.
Excuse me, but I have a penis, hello? So that does kind of get me in the door where you may be left out on the street, Deborah.
No, actually, that makes you one crappy human being, let me tell you.
Okay.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and what you find ugly, other men might find appealing.
Oh, really? Okay,
that's right.
That's why
Playboy... And
don't
sit here and talk to me about being fat, because I'm here to tell you, mister, I am not fat, and I am sick and tired of hearing your crap, and why don't you have a lobotomy?
Hey, I tell you what, that's why Playboy has nothing but tubs of lard, and Mrs. January is 800 pounds. Not. No, see, you don't get it. If you go by Playboy and open up Miss January, what do you see? She's sweet. She's not 800 pounds.
What's
you're
that got to do with anything, man?
Women. You're a horrible human being. You know
okay.
what they need to do? Send your butt over to Afghanistan so that when we bomb Afghanistan, we're sure to get your butt in the mix.
Hey, how come every time a woman talk about being overweight, she goes, oh, I got cellulite and cottage cheese butt, too. And all I'm trying to say is, well, you don't have to look at it if you wear a burqa.
What about when she's
taking... Well, listen here, Shallow Hal. You will never tell me what to wear.
If you're too large and I'm in a work environment, I have a constitutional right to say you got to cover up the fat ass that you got, so I am not demoralized on the job.
What?
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
What
wait,
you
wait,
look
wait,
like
wait
has
a
nothing
second.
To do with
do
what type of job you do unless you're a
constitutional right.
You don't have no constitutional right to have a woman cover up her fat.
That makes me feel demoralized on the job.
While you're doing your telemarketing?
Yeah. I get blown out of one sale, I hang the phone up, and I turn around, and there's Bertha, all 88 millimeters. That's great, man. Thanks a lot.
You know, if you are ever lucky
and what
enough
is that breathing
to be a woman
yours,
who will
man,
bear
okay?
you a child, you better think about the things
Tom.
You say and how they will right. affect your daughter.
What daughter?
If you are
I
ever
no
lucky
daughter.
Enough to
I
meet a
not,
woman
no.
who will bear your child, how would you feel about some insensitive human being speaking to her the way you're talking to women now?
Ma'am, my wife hasn't been born yet.
Oh, well.
That's, you know. And if you had my daughter, which is a chance, we'd have to talk it over.
No, we wouldn't talk it over.
My wife hasn't been born yet.
Yeah, great for you, pal. Thank you, Deborah, for your call. You know, dude...
How come I got to be demoralized on the job looking at fat, and all I'm asking for is a burqa?
Why don't you wear a burqa, man? That way you wouldn't have to look at it, and nobody would have to look at you.
Oh, right. Burqas are supposed to be worn by women. What sense does that make? Ha, 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 ha. You're so stupid.
I'm stupid? Oh, man. Carol, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead, Carol, yes.
Yes, hi. First of all, Chris, if you're in such good shape, why are you huffing and puffing it all
yeah, what,
the time?
Yeah, what is up with your breathing?
I have a sinus condition.
My God, you sound like a pig.
Oh, because I have a
and
sinus condition
like
now.
You breathe like one, too.
Because I have a sinus condition now. I'm a pig. Boy, that's offensive
and
to all
one,
handicapped
you
all
are
handicapped
the
people.
Most... You are the biggest chauvinistic pig I know. And second of all, I don't think you would know what to do with a body like mine.
Oh, with a body like yours, I'd say lose 50 pounds and call me in March.
I would disappear okay. if I lost 50 pounds.
Maybe that's a good thing.
You know, what are you doing
I think
now?
You're
are
the
you
one
trying
who
to...
needs to disappear.
You know what I'd do with a body like yours, Carol? Put a burqa on it.
You know, what are you doing now, man? Getting off your cuties?
Well,
how would you even know I'd
taking the shots on me.
You're getting your little
you
jollies
out. You
need
a burqa over your entire body.
It's
you're
a burqa,
not
a
human
burqa.
Being.
Hey, a burqa is something
you
put
the
cheese
most
on.
Arid. You know what? The
no,
only way you
no.
could possibly have been with 2,000 women is in your dreams.
What do you think of a beaker? It's called a burqa, not a beaker.
I didn't say a beaker, honey. Get some crap out of your ears.
What did you say? You said beaker.
She said a burqa.
I said burqa, if you could hear.
A burqa is something you put cheese and onions on, man. Hey, ma'am.
You don't have brains.
You sound hot.
You don't even have brains.
You sound hot. How old are you?
I'm too young for you.
Well, if you're too young for me, that means you're eight. So, and I know you ain't eight.
That's your mentality. You're right there. That's right. That's your brain. It's about the size of an eight-year-old.
Let me interrupt here. You have a press release that you released here, Chris, saying that you would like all overweight stand-up comedian women to put burkas on stage.
That's right.
You list Lizzie O'Donnell, Paula Poundstone, and a few other women. You said they could cut the face out.
That's right.
Well, you need one, and don't cut the face out. But let me tell you another thing. A woman has a right to be as fat as she wants or as thin as she wants,
hey,
and in your workplace.
You know what
and
I say?
And if you don't like it, you need to leave.
If there's grass on the field, play ball. That's my motto.
Good
Hey,
God.
And if you don't like where you are, leave. It's a free world. It's a free country.
I ain't leaving, man. I'm not one half a leave. It's a woman what's got cheese on her ass, man. Got to put
a woman has the right to have as much cheese on her ass as she wants.
Oh, Roger. Yeah, I don't think so, man. Hey, Carol. I'm running a special on burkas. How many is it going to take to cover you up?
Not many. Not even one.
I'll give you
Two
for one, okay?
All right. This is ridiculous.
You know what? You couldn't handle a body like mine.
All right, look at Carol. I hung up on
him. You wouldn't even know how to do it.
I hung up on him.
Good. Thank you.
And
he's a total jerk.
This idea that he has 10 burkas that he's selling.
He needs all 10 of them on himself. You know what? Every woman has a right to look the way they want. And it's a free country up here. That's why we're Americans.
I don't doubt it. And I apologize for the...
No, I've heard all this. It's okay.
I got a new producer, and... Do you believe a woman booked this guy?
I'm not even going to lose my cool over this guy because he's not worth it.
Do you have a brother?
Huh?
Do you have a brother?
Me, no.
Because you sound like maybe you're Chris Norton's sister. No, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I guarantee you, maybe not because we mentioned it on the air, although I have a stinking hunch it might happen. Somebody is going to come out on stage. Some female stand-up is going to come out on stage in a burqa within the next week to 2 weeks. The belly room at the Comedy Store, somebody's walking out in a burqa if they haven't already done it. Because it just lends itself to such comedy, don't it, though? Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show, and if you subscribe to our website, philhendryshow.com, if you get a backstage pass and subscribe to our audio, you get all of the classic Phil Hendry Show audio that we have available, and I mean, it's more than any is available any... What am I saying now? There is more audio on our website than there is available anywhere else, and it's official stuff, and it's great quality stuff, and it goes back years. We've got audio that goes all the way back to our days at WCCO in Minneapolis, back to our days at WIOD when we were local in Miami, some very early Los Angeles material, early days of syndication. It's all there on our website. We have our Baba Booey bit, which is when I attempted suicide on the air. That is being featured today as our long-form clip. Our short bit is Vernon Kids Gifts Blow. Vernon can't stand it when children pick out Mother's and Father's Day gifts. That's a funny one. 30-day archive, so all 30 shows of the last month are available to you when you want them, how you want them, if you want them. And then, of course, you can listen live or you can listen throughout the 24-hour span of one day to that day's show wherever you are. We also have a wonderful Windows desktop theme featuring Chris Norton. What is a Windows desktop theme? Is that a song?
No.
What the hell does that mean? See, I don't know if that's anything that anybody understands. It themes the what? It It themes what I look at on my computer. Now, let's put that into English for people that don't know anything about computers. What does that mean? There'll be a picture of Chris on the screen. And maybe the icons will have it. Okay. All right, well, we've got a picture of Chris Norton, or at least somebody's idea of what Chris Norton looks like. That's available as well. Also, our Best of the Year 2000 CD. And we've made over 170 grand raising money for my friend's place. And our 2001 is coming out very shortly. Just all kinds of things, including our fun house, games, etc. Subscribe now. And it's only $6.95 to get it all, man. It's going to only get better because we have our Phil Cam. It'll be coming up. We're going to have our scrapbook, you know, different pictures of the crew. We're going to have the Ass Cam, which we've been threatening to have for the last, since we invented it 3 years ago. We invented the Ass Cam. Now all of a sudden I'm here and everybody's got an Ass Cam. We got an Ass Cam. We'll have that. And today's poll, Phil Hendry Polls America, on our website, will tell you it's the following question. Sheikh Omar says the plan is underway for the destruction of America. Should we forget it? He's talking through his ass. Or take him seriously. You never know. People have been voting all day long, and 74% say forget it. He's talking through his ass. Speaking of that, defiant in the face of stunning setbacks, Taliban Supreme Leader Mullah Muhammad Omar said in a rare interview Thursday he'd rather die than join an evil government with Afghanistan's former leaders. And, of course, we are very earnestly working toward giving him his wish. We will not accept a government of wrongdoers. We prefer death than to be a part of an evil government. I tell you what, Sheikh, why don't you stand outside the front door of your cave and just wave? The next American fighter that comes by, we can just go ahead and strafe you to cave entrance and whoever may be standing behind you, and your wish is our command, baby. Mullah Omar also warned of a larger strategy, the destruction of America. Well, where have we heard that before? Without specifying what actions may be taken. The reason why he didn't specify is because he don't know. He just says there's a big plan in the works. The BBC asked the Pashto language questions by satellite phone through an intermediary who passed them on to the Taliban leader through a handheld radio. His exact location unclear, but the private... Look, if the guy wants to die so bad, why doesn't he let us know where he is? But the private Afghan Islamic press agency reported earlier Thursday that Omar was in a safe place and in charge of his troops. These guys are always talking about destroying America, but they're never specific. And the reason why they're never specific is they really don't specifically know what it is that they're going to do. They're kind of pissed. They've been run out of town on a rail. This guy can't even hold on to, you know, what car he's going to be driving tomorrow. He don't know what bed he's going to be sleeping in. But the plan's underway to destroy America. You can be rest assured. Do these guys still believe that we're buying this crap? Do they still believe that anybody's buying their hokum? Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, yeah, Phil, but the next big terrorist strike in America, then will you believe them? Not necessarily. I don't think that one hand knows what the other one's doing with those nuts. I think that guy opens his big yap and says whatever he thinks he wants to say, and then, oh, yeah, coincidentally, there's some screwball in Hamburg in an apartment somewhere fooling around with chemicals, playing with a hand grenade, blowing himself up, or getting into the United States and making his mischief. But I don't think they know what he's doing, and he don't know what they're doing. They're just saying stuff, and the other guys are... Well, okay, if you say so. Remember, the skies are going to be full of airplanes and all of this stuff, man. And, of course, Bin Laden's got nukes, too. It's going to get really interesting. One question, though, when those Taliban guys were heading south, how come our guys weren't just, smoking them on that road, man? That one I'd like to know the answer to. Phil Hendry Show.